Oh, well, hey there, pals. Hey, hello, Keen and Ogle. Good to hear Mr. Scream welcoming us into a new Pals podcast. Hello, Keen. Of course, we're all ready for man slamming action. That's basically how I wake up in the morning every day.
Oh, hello, Spay.
Oh, hello, Keen. How are you?
Great. We're here for a well-planned in advance plopcast.
Yeah, you planned this so well in advance. Ogle is also there, correct? Newsman Ogle, hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And yeah, you told me about you were ready to plopcast in about T-minus 20 minutes. And of course, I was ready, as a dutiful plopcaster always is. And now we're it doing it, plopcasting with 20 minutes notice. No big deal.
We are really doing it.
All your time in the Boy Scouts left you very
Be
well
prepared.
prepared.
Hey, Ogle, I have a joke for you. What did the Boy Scouts say in the middle of the traffic jam?
What?
Beep,
I don't know what.
beep, prepared. Yes, high five, high five, high five, high five. I high five myself 3 times there. So, what's new on the West Coast?
Well, Ogle had another thing where he pays someone to haze him for nearly half a day
Yeah.
yesterday.
Yesterday was only 7 hours. So,
That's enough.
yeah.
So
So you got
it's about
paid
a
for
third of the
7 hours. That's the best way to get adult hazed is when you pay someone to do it. Dong DeRaper would agree with you.
Yeah, so he did that. He was pretty much gone all day.
Nice.
I saw the movie Pacific Rim.
Ooh, you got a nice Pacific Rim job.
I did get a nice Pacific Rim job.
Excellent.
I have mixed opinions on it, but it was
All
okay.
right, well, expand on those maybe if you would.
Well, so I saw all the. This is clearly a blog. Would you call it a blog, darling?
I mean, you have Kaiju, you have Phyto, you have it's basically for the age, it's for your demographic, Keen.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Film Drunk liked it. It had like 75% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever.
That was racist, but I just
Yeah.
want to throw it.
All
That
the
was a little
slant eyes
racist,
love it.
but so I had high hopes for it, but it was kind of a and I it was really can't it was campy and kind of corny. Like Stringer Bell had some awesome corny lines in it,
Yes, everyone
as
loves
did
Stringer Bell.
Jax.
I heard
Yeah.
what Always Sunny, what's its
Charlie Day is
Charlie.
ridiculous.
Yeah. Yes.
Not in a great way, but it's just ridiculous.
Did they stick him with Charlie Jobs or what?
Yeah, Charlie Day plays the there are only two scientists left that are studying the kaiju
There's only
for
two?
weaknesses. Yeah, Charlie Day is in charge of studying all of the biology of it.
You'd think they'd have a whole generation of kaiju biologists coming up
I
with
know,
it.
you would think they could do better than Charlie Day also.
Where everyone else is just
He's
philosophy.
basically playing Charlie from Always Sunny as the world's leading scientist
So everyone
for
else is just
kaiju
wasting their money
biology.
on journalism degrees, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. I don't know anyone dumb enough to do that,
No, you don't know anybody except the two people also on this podcast.
Spay. Yeah.
Idiots.
It does have some sick robot battle scenes, but I thought it was a little overblown in the blogs, which, as we know, many things are.
How does it compare to Robot Jocks, the original
Well,
Pacific Rim?
Robot Jocks is a fine movie.
Very good movie. It has some.
I'm trying to think of the other top robot fighting movies that I've seen.
Well, none of them come close to Robot Jocks, I assume, because that's the number one. Going in, Pacific Rim Job was the only one that could possibly challenge it. Robot Jocks had two robot fists pounding each other in the previews. It had boobage. It had boobages. That mocha skin hot young lady with the short hair, she got naked in it, remember?
Yeah, I remember Robot Jocks. I'm trying to remember, it was a movie in the early 90s or so, but I can't remember what it was.
Robot
I don't
Jocks
know.
is way up there, though. I mean, like, they hadn't made a movie about that since, and I feel like,
Well, Real Steel, you could count that with Hugh
No, I'm
Jackman.
not counting Real Steel at all. Of course not.
I don't know. It was an okay movie, Spec. It was I wouldn't see it in the theater, especially since we paid like $40 for two tickets to see it. It was
What? Did you see it in 3D or something? Like, why?
no, we went to the luxury theater.
Oh.
So, we have a theater where they go into crappy old six screen theaters,
mm-hmm.
and then they totally revamp it and reduce it down to there's only 12 rows of seats.
Oh, the illusion.
They're all
yeah,
they're all power recliners, and you have waiter service and beer service at your seat.
Why don't you just buy a six pack of Raging Bitch Belgian style Indian Pale Ale, and then you don't even need you can watch it on your home 42 inch. Like,
man, look at our new show's character, Craft Beer Spay.
That's right. This is all just a joke. I don't actually condone wasting money on this.
What a funny new bit we've got.
Stupid $15 for a six-pack? It's absurd. That's a terrible value.
We can be talking about some movie, and then Craft Beer Spay jumps in. Craft Beer Andy jumps in, and he's like, oh, I'm enjoying a nice dogfish head with a smooth flavor of hop character, balanced with a nice malty flavor.
I'll be honest, I like this new character. I wouldn't mind seeing him a little bit more, especially on Sundays when they perhaps need to turn into some fun days.
That's another classic Craft Beer Andy line.
That's right. Craft Beer Andy's all over this fucking podcast.
Well, at least you already have the title for the episode. Craft Beer Andy makes an appearance.
Well, I'd hate to have to tax you with having to think.
So now we have three characters, Dragon Book Dave, Dragon Book Domway, and Craft Beer Andy.
We've got more than that, lazy queen.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, 20 minutes to podcast. 20 minutes goes by. Oh, hey, everyone, I'm playing Animal Crossing on my fucking Nintendo handheld game system.
Well, I was pooping also.
No, seriously.
He had actually put Animal Crossing down until you mentioned it, and then...
That's true. Then it reminded me that I've got this handheld video game system to be using.
So you're just going to pick it up and plop while Animal Crossing?
Doing it now, Spay.
That's ridiculous. Animal Crossing is the stupidest bullshit ever.
One of the animals appears to be trying to murder one of the other animals.
If only. That would make it like 100 times cooler than what it actually is. Instead, it's just dogs getting coins. Why don't you play Garry Kasparov's chess handheld system?
Oh, I remember that game.
Mm-hmm. All dads used to play Garry Kasparov. And by all dads, I mean my dad. So
what about a battle chess? Did you have that also?
I had battle chess. That's when you played it on your PC. And sometimes when a bishop would take a knight, you'd have a guy with like a pope outfit kill a guy on a horse.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you got to watch the exciting action in person.
Yeah. Sometimes you would play yourself. You do a two-player game and you control both players just so you could do the different matchups where a different piece would take another piece, and then you would see new animation, which was very exciting.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exciting for everyone. There you go.
Nice.
Thank you.
That wasn't that smooth, though, Spare.
Well, it was short.
It was choppy. It was a little choppy.
Mm-hmm. So you give Pacific Rim Job a 5 out of 10 or 2.
I was going to say 3 out of 5. It's okay. There's some sweet battle scenes. I didn't see it in 3D, and I could tell some of the scenes were probably made for 3D, mm-hmm. but it was okay. I wish I'd seen World War Z instead.
All right. Well, I haven't seen either of them, but I'd take it as in anytime you have giant robots fighting giant lizards, like, I don't care. Like, it could be the worst movie ever. Like, Robot Jocks was pretty shitty, but in hindsight, it turned out to be one of the best movies ever made. So, you know.
Yeah, we should do an entire episode on Robot Jocks. I'd totally forgotten about it. That was a classic from watching Cinemax back in the day.
Yeah, they showed it on HBO a little bit, but we could do an entire episode just on the boobage of that one naked lady.
Yeah,
it became like you would watch that movie just for that nice boobage moment.
Yeah,
and then they'd be like, "Ah, robots fighting each other." Like, okay. Oh, here comes boobage! Yeah. And then,
what about Robot Jocks 2?
Yeah, that one was a big letdown because there was no boobage in that one.
That's true.
But it was still robots fighting each other, but not as good. Well, it's kind of like Cube and Cube 2, Hypercube.
Hypercube.
Did you see Cube 2, Hypercube?
No.
Oh, man, you missed that. Did you see Cube 1?
No.
Oh, man. Cube 1 was an actual decent movie.
Ogle, have you heard of Cube 1 or Cube 2?
No.
What? Neither of you?
No.
Oh, man.
You're lucky I've heard of Robot Jocks.
What do you mean lucky? You're lucky you've heard of Robot Jocks.
I'll look up what these nude scenes on Robot Jocks are.
Yeah.
Anne Marie Johnson, nude in Robot Jocks.
There you go.
Did you check MrSkin.com?
No, I just typed in... Apparently, there's a website called Topless Robot, which is kind of throwing off my...
Yes, Topless Robot's actually not that bad. That's in my Feedly, formerly Google Reader.
Oh, I need a premium membership.
For Mr. Skin, you go to Nudography. Not that I would know anything about that, but somebody told me that that's where you should go for free, non-paywall.
Well, I found it on Daily Motion.
Okay, good job, Daily Motion.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm turning off the age gate.
Yeah, to turn off the age gate on your phone, you have to have the app, not online.
There's a bunch of men. I see they try to do it like a Starship Troopers, where it's just a casual locker room scene where both sexes are getting ready for the jockeying of robots.
Yes.
In the same locker room.
By the way, you did go, I just see a bunch of men. That was you, Keen.
And this guy is just blatantly staring at her chest while talking.
Yeah. This locker room scene, though, is not nearly as good as the Starship Troopers one.
Starship Troopers is a great, great movie, not only for the boobage, but for also, robot versus alien, or space marine versus alien.
Yeah, there's no robot space.
Right.
There's just boots on the ground.
It's true. It's, space marines, human beings, humans fighting aliens.
Spade, the only thing they showed is butt. It didn't even show boobage.
That's a lie. There was boobage. I would know this.
Are you sure you're not talking about Robot Jocks 2, then?
I don't know. I seem to remember fucking boobage, but
maybe. Mr. Skin's
Skin. Yeah, it says
Skin's Encyclopedia.
Yeah, hold on. Anne Marie Johnson. It says she even appeared briefly in The Buff as a genetically engineered athlete in the sci-fi flick Robot Jocks. Mm-hmm. She steps into the shower and her nude seat gets the sensual soap up it deserves.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about topless.
Looks like you were wrong, Spay. Let me check Robot Jocks 2.
First of all, her seat does deserve that nice sensual soap up. I agree with Mr. Skin.
It doesn't appear there's any nudity in Robot Jocks 2.
This is a travesty. This is a fucking outrage. Not unlike the tiny chicken wing I got from Domino's today.
So I don't even know how this could even be in the same conversation as the Starship Troopers nude scene with that red-haired girl. Izzy.
Yeah.
Izzy?
She was naked in the shower scene and in the
tent. Starship Troopers 3, Pussy Vagina is the name of the link.
Starship Troopers 4, Pussy, 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 Vagina, Vagina, Vagina. Sounds good.
We're watching the Starship Troopers scene right now, Spay.
What about the tent scene? The tent scene is pretty good because then she gets stabbed through the gut with a fucking alien knife arm.
Oh, great. Gary Busey's son nude.
You don't see his donger, though. You don't see any dongers in there.
No, they strategically place a pipe right in front of it.
Oh, that's a little wordplay. Hey, I need to get another adult soda. Discuss more Starship Troopers.
Oh, Craft Beer Andy's on the scene.
Excuse me, I need to get another raging bitch.
Man, so how long ago was it when Craft Beer regular Andy would make fun of us for enjoying a nice craft beer?
I feel like it's happened pretty regularly over the past, over the course of the past several years.
I agree.
Oh, here comes Izzy.
How come, what's her name? Charlie Sheen's ex-wife. Denise Richards isn't in this.
Oh, that was Keen getting a boner and just hit the mic.
Okay, I'm back. Denise Richards, craft beer Andy, flying dog, raging bitch, go. Touchdown.
Oh, the other favorite late high school, early college nude scene movie, Wild Things.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was everyone's.
Yeah. That was another one. We were talking last episode, I think, about DVDs that everyone had.
Wild Things, yeah. Very, very popular with the male set. Yeah.
I'm just looking at this picture that Ogle texted me right now of you. It's Lazy Bean playing Animal Crossing on his Nintendo DS in front of his monitor. With all the electronics splayed out everywhere in front of him.
That's what I'm doing, Spay.
What an Asian. well done, Dean. You've really taken it to the limit.
Yeah, I'm so happy right now.
That's like me with Sopranos on the TV and a craft beer in my hand.
So what craft beer, Andy? What caused you to try the craft beer?
The alcohol percentage, quite simply.
We've described this to you many times, though, that craft beer has a better alcohol percentage, and you have still rejected it many times.
Well, so I was in the CVS, right? The one right across from
the Columbia Pike.
Cinnamon Draft
next
House.
Next to P&V's.
Right next to Pedro and Vinny's, we put the P&V. And I was looking in their beer selection, and I noticed, you know, normally I go for the 9 16-ounce aluminum cans of Miller Lite. Because it's a good weight value. Like when you're walking home with it, you don't, you know, break your arm, and you get a good amount of alcohol in there. But then I looked over and they actually had a 6-pack of Raging Bitch, and it was like 10 and change or whatever. So it'd be like $12 for 6-pack, $2 a beer. But when you do the math, it's not that bad. It's only a dollar per 5 ounce. Or dollar per 12 ounce of 5% beer. So I was like, all right, well, I can get a Raging Bitch. I could pay, you know, a couple pennies per Alco Bevy unit more, and I get a better beer. And I only have to bring 6 back as opposed to, you know, 24 or 12.
Right. And then Craft Beer Andy shows up and is like, I wouldn't be caught dead drinking macro brews.
That's right. And then Craft Beer Andy comes up. And was like, you know, don't buy that Miller Lite, that American piss water. And then he told me the joke about what's the difference between or how is Coors Light or, you know, your whatever macro brew you want to use, like fucking in a having sex in a canoe, because they're both fucking close to water.
Oh,
take that, macro brew, Andy.
Craft beer zinger.
That's right.
Then Craft Beer Andy decided to grow a mustache and peg his jeans.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but I have like 7 tattoos now. So good. So long, macro brew, Andy. Hello,
hey.
Macro brew. And Flying Dog is brewed in Maryland, which is where I got my MBA. So might as well.
Hey, helping the local economy.
Exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't drink a Lagunitas because I don't care about Southern California.
That's Northern California.
Come on.
What is that's very NoCal.
So what does SoCal have then? What's their beer?
Literally everything.
Yeah, literally everything. San Diego's the craft beer capital of the country.
So, if you can ever find Ballast Point Sculpin, get that.
Okay. What about Corona? That's basically Southern California.
There's a lot of...
Pacifico is big out here.
Yeah, there's some ethnic demographics that certainly enjoy the Corona and Pacifico.
What, Asians?
Yeah, the Asians, they love it.
We went to get breakfast burritos this morning, and they were serving 40s of Pacifico.
Well, to be fair, that was a 32-ouncer.
Well,
still.
They're still called 40s, though.
Great value either way.
It is great value. Have a nice burrito. You know, I'm coming... I already was of the opinion of this, but I think Ogle's probably eaten more burritos in the past couple weeks than he has in a while, right? I assume you'd get Chipotle, what, once a week maybe?
Maybe once a week, yeah.
But these days, I'd say burritos are becoming a real staple food for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of burritos out here.
Yeah. I would go with that's the biggest selling point of San Diego. Fuck the weather, fuck the beach, fuck sunshine, fuck all that.
Yeah, cheap and ample burritos.
Yeah.
Yeah. $4 breakfast burrito.
Mm-hmm.
That was a filling burrito we had also.
Yeah, it was big.
If
I hadn't gotten the potatoes taken out, it would have been even bigger.
That's true, yeah.
Keen, that's what you should lead with whenever you're talking up San Diego, not stupid ocean and whatever, the Pacific, fuck all that. Just start talking about burritos and then be like, by the way, that's what we have in San Diego is a shitload of burritos that are delicious.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. It's like if I was talking up Washington, D.C., I wouldn't talk about the capital or the fucking Congress, or even the Supreme Court, or the fucking POTUS. I wouldn't give a shit about any of that, but I would talk up the fact that I can go get a P&V.
The capital.
Yeah.
That's wordplay.
That's good wordplay. I think so, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had a delicious breakfast burrito for breakfast. I would not be opposed to getting a nice burrito for lunch as well.
Yeah, that's living it. That's life. I mean, I'm having a delicious craft beer here for Sunday Funday, but I paired that very nicely last night with a P&V, and there you go. That's it. You're living it.
What'd you get? A nice late night P&V?
No, it wasn't late night. It was like my whole night. It was like a regular night.
It was like my whole night.
It was like, what should I do Saturday night? Hang out with pals? Go pick up some ladies? No. I'm going to get a burrito and drink some craft beer.
Yeah.
And then I watched Sopranos, and I woke up when the sun came up on the couch. No big deal.
Hey, NBD.
You're really living the life.
So how jealous are you guys? Be honest. Nice, nice. Sort of smooth, but still nice.
It's coming. Once the bean and egg burrito that I had for breakfast comes through, I'll be producing a lot more gas.
A little bean and egg.
I think Rudy's is the new taco shop.
Well, you've had four of the 26 Encinitas taco shops.
Hey, well,
it's a little early to jump to the conclusion.
Yes. I don't know. That breakfast burrito was really top notch.
26 of Encinitas burrito land?
Yeah, we have an incredible amount of tacos. I'm sure Ogle can point out that the Encinitas economy is largely centered around the burrito economy.
It is very much taco-based.
You have a taco-based economy?
Taco-based economy, yeah.
What, is this burritos at everyone or just tacos and, you know, Mexican food?
Burritos are probably the primary currency. Right. Tacos are a little more L.A., I think.
Right. We want the burrito is a much better value. It's a value play.
Right. And just for portability. I mean, the burrito really is the perfect food. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, self-contained.
Number one.
Better than a sandwich.
I like to laugh at the fact that, you know how New York and a lot of places are all about, like, where can you get the best burger? And D.C.'s all with the Five Guys and the bullshit, and they're all talking about In-N-Out and all. How does it compare? I'm like, you guys are yesterday's news. Burritos are where it's at. Like, if you still think burgers are the number one food, it's like, well, you're a fucking idiot, because burrito, you get, like, 10 times the flavor.
Yeah, burritos are – I mean, burgers are old hat at this point.
Exactly.
Another good thing about here is Five Guys is really trying to get into the market here.
Yeah.
They're just failing miserably because everyone recognizes what we've known for a while, that Five Guys is a slightly above average, pretty mediocre burger place.
Yes. And then they give you a buttload of fries, and you're like, well, I didn't want a giant bag of fries. I just wanted a good burger. And they're like, but we give you a million fries. And you're like, well, I only want like 10 fries. I don't need a million.
Yeah, I'm satisfied as is.
Yeah, like the tiny amount of fries that you give me, if you gave me that, would be plenty. And then a decent burger. I don't need a fucking saggy bag filled with grease dripping fucking fries that are bursting at the seams. You can just give me a decent amount or even a small amount of fries. And everyone would be satisfied. But they try to paper over their good burger, but not excellent burger, with a bunch of fucking fries, especially the Cajun flavored. No good. No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the fries are fine there, but they definitely go for quantity over quality. The burgers still make me feel terrible there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Five Guys is low tier, I think.
Yeah.
Although they fail as poorly, so they opened an Elevation Burger here also, and that went out of business within 2 years, I think.
Even though all the hipsters didn't go gravitate to the fact that they were like olive oil and not corn oil or whatever.
Yeah, no one cares. That produces a lower quality fry.
So you have fake hipsters, is what you're saying?
No, we probably have real hipsters here, but it's difficult to compete against In-N-Out Burger also.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't remember. Did we take you to? Did you go to In-N-Out Burger when you were here, Spay?
I've been to In-N-Out Burger before. No. In college, I've been to In-N-Out Burger.
When did you go to In-N-Out Burger?
When I went to L.A. for
When you saw Chappie.
Chappie and Sheen Malin used to live out there.
Back when he was Hollywood Chappie.
Yeah, Hollywood Chappie. I met the cast of Jackass. No big deal. Shook their hands.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you see the trailer for the new Jackass movie?
Oh, the old man movie?
Yeah.
I heard about that. I would go see that.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I saw it on Film Drunk, and he expressed the exact same opinion that I would have looking at a trailer of it. I don't know if it can last the whole movie, but who gives a shit? This is awesome. That's how I feel about, like, Pacific Rim. Like, lizards versus robots. I'm fine with that, even if it sucks.
Also, Pacific Rim was, like, 2 hours and 10 minutes long. So it's one thing to sit through it for an hour and a half, but 2 hours and 10 minutes is kind of pushing it.
We'll sit through 2 hours and 10 minutes of kaiju versus robot. I mean, what was the worst part about it?
I don't know. Some of the action was a little difficult to follow. The plot was pretty average.
Was it better than Transformers?
Yeah, everything's better than Transformers is one of the worst movies of our time.
Yeah, agreed. So, I mean, Transformers made literally $1 billion. So
that's because of the rubes. Pacific Rim's not making any money either.
It is because of all those Chinese.
Well, internet. Because they pandered to the Chinese.
Yes. Yes, that's where the money is. And if the Chinese, they like the robot versus alien, then it's good for us. Oh, look at Howard Stern on America's Got Talent.
Oh, great. America's Got Talent. Yeah, what? I love hearing him talk about America's Got Talent. He's also reduced the number of days he's putting out new shows now.
He's one iota. He's one, as they say in the movies, cunt hair away from going to podcasting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he couldn't come soon enough, actually.
He should just do it. He should look at the buku bucks that you can make by doing podcasting. I think the only reason he hasn't done it by now is that he's got like a whole staff of people to pay, like their salaries. And
he would be doing that with the podcast, though.
But he wouldn't have the guaranteed stream. So when he signs a contract to go to whatever.
Right, yeah, he's got the guaranteed revenue stream.
He's got the money, and then he can hire Sal and Richard, and then he could pay all the engineers and all the Robins and whatnot. But when he's in podcasts, it's a lot more different. I mean, he could just take what he's got in the bank and pay everyone forever, but I don't think he's into that. I think he's into making money. So, but he's close. He's close. He's going to do it eventually. It doesn't make any sense not to do it, and he's not going to.
I guess. I kind of think he enjoys being a mainstream celebrity for the America's Got Talent.
Oh, of course. That's the only reason he's doing that, is just to be on TV, and they get decent ratings.
I think he'd much rather be a mainstream celebrity, like like Sharon Osbourne. The Osbournes have certainly decided they'd rather be a mainstream celebrity than a music celebrity, you know, a niche celebrity that they were before.
Right, like Ozzy was one of the greatest rock bands in history, but now he's like a carnival act.
He's just a doddering old man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right.
And he likes it that way. It's more enjoyable for them.
I think Sharon, I think she's the one that's running the show. I think he's a little retarded at this point. Yeah,
but I think they both realize it's a better lifestyle, and I think Stern's going to make the same jump. I wouldn't be surprised if he just quits radio or podcasting completely.
It just hosts they were talking about him for a late night talk show. I don't know. I mean, that would be good. I would watch it all the time. But
yeah, because he is the best interviewer in the business.
It's true. It's true. And I've been listening to a lot of Adam Carolla, and you know that I've talked about that.
Yes,
he's a great off the cuff, blue collar, retarded caveman kind of guy, but what he sucks at is interviewing people, because he doesn't listen to anyone ever.
No.
Yeah.
He hates listening.
Exactly. But Stern listens, and then he asks the questions that no one else asks, and then he gets the information out of people because he listens to them, and he's the best interview. He's the best.
Stern also does show prep that's not just involving reading the Wikipedia beforehand. So he actually comes up with, like, pressing questions, and Stern also has better technique in asking one question and then immediately asking a more embarrassing question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Whereas Carolla just goes, like, so I saw on IMDb that you were in this movie. What's up with that movie?
No, then Carolla's like, that reminds me of the time I was hanging out with my friend Jimmy and and Bill Simmons, and we were talking about this movie.
Well, he doesn't bring up Bill Simmons, but he does bring up Jimmy Kimmel a lot.
Is he still shamefully pushing his stupid Kickstarter?
You mean his Fund Anything?
Yeah, Fund Anything.
Yeah, he's going to make $1 million out of Fund Anything.
Oh, what's he up to?
It should be over $1 million at this point. It was like 900 and something last time.
Oh, did you donate to it? Because Carolla certainly doesn't have $1 million. I mean, he's literally a millionaire. He should be able to fund this himself.
Yeah, and that reminds me of the last movie he made, which I bought on Amazon Prime, and it kind of sucked.
Oh, The Hammer?
Yeah. Not good at all.
Yeah, it's not that great. No. You've heard all the jokes that are in it, you've heard before.
Yeah, and I also didn't understand why, like, he made the whole thing based on Olympic boxing, which is...
Because he was a Golden Gloves boxer.
Right, so make it about Golden Glove boxing, not Olympic boxing. Olympic boxing, nobody gets it.
That's true, yeah. Like,
they have a different scoring system. It's totally stupid. It's not about how punching or how hard it hits. It's about scoring points, and it blows. If you ever watch Olympic boxing, it's like one of the worst sports ever.
He does have he made $1,033,000, so he's hit the target.
Yeah, so he's gonna make this movie, and that's what he always said. It's like, you know, whatever I get in this money is just gonna go to the movie, and then he'll figure out a way to raise the rest. And I'm glad he's doing it this way, and I'm glad there's other people paying him. But I'm not gonna. His last movie was a piece of shit. I'm not supporting the next movie.
If I donate $15,000, I can have a private party at my home with Adam Carolla visiting.
Oh, and you're in the you're close enough where you.
I am. I'm within the 90 mile circle.
Well, Keen, I think that would be a great way to support the podcast.
I should have a Kickstarter for the $15,000 so that I can turn it over to Fund Anything.
Yeah, why don't you? And then you could get.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Then you could put that all. Then you could really raise the profile of this podcast.
For $11,000, I can be an executive producer. That'll get me on IMDb.
No, don't bother. Oh, then you can rub it in Lax's face.
Yeah. What a Hollywood zilch he is.
Be like, hey, Lax, check this out. IMDb. Boom, boom, boom. Check it out. David Pween. No, but it would be good for Padres Jagoff as well. You could put two banners up, a little Pals podcast.
Well, I don't know if Padres Jagoff needs any help these days, Spey. We're piling in the traffic.
I've seen your traffic. I've seen the people that follow. You only get like one or two followers that actually pay attention. And it's only because they looked up hashtag Padres during game days.
Ogle's looking at the traffic right now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty strong. Yes, Ogle? Consistently over 20 hits, some in three digits.
And it looks like most of your posts are still coming from people Google searching daddy penis.
Yeah, let me see. Let's see what they're coming from.
Exactly.
Traffic sources.
Don't lie.
Why isn't it loading?
Yeah.
It's protecting your ego.
Did you hear from the New York Pals? Were they pleased with the double episode last week?
Nobody actually talked about that.
Okay.
Yet. Not yet, although I did, I think I mentioned this, I left my shoes up in New York.
I did get a glory hole is my number three search keyword reference. I did also have huge dicks is one also.
People want to find where the glory holes are in whatever city they're in. That's why I joined up on Grindr.
Let me check our Pals podcast traffic. It's been lagging a little bit these days.
Well, you know what? I think this episode is going to take us over the edge. This is going to be the number one. It's going to be the top.
Well, people do Google search Craft Beer Andy.
Regularly. They do all the time.
So people want to know what Craft Beer Andy's up to, so I got to tell them. Having a nice flying dog on a Sunday fun day, no big deal.
All right, so I've got the Pals podcast traffic up, but what would you describe it as, lackluster compared to Pals podcast? I mean, to Padres Jagoff?
It's less than, yes.
We had a whopping 6 hits on our last episode.
That's pretty good.
Not surprisingly, our biggest hit, our biggest one recently has Glory Hole right in the title.
And Dragon Book Domley.
Yeah, Dragon Book Glory Hole.
Oh. Dragon Book Domley was a hit.
That's good. That means people were looking up Dragon Book Domley. That's a whole person. Honestly, that's probably Chris and Domley, Dragon Book Domley's wife.
Yeah, unfortunately, ranking the best sitcoms of all time, 3 hits for that one.
That's okay.
One was me testing it after I posted it.
Well, they look it up. People find it in iTunes. They find it on other stores that don't show up on there. I mean, it's like the Nielsen's. We all know that it's not perfect way to judge.
Yeah.
Well,
Michelle Obama upskirts is still paying dividends for us because we did have another reference off of another referral off of that.
Oh man, that's where we make that's our bread and butter right there.
Yeah, that's some long term planning on our part.
Thanks. What do they call POTUS's wife? The SPOTUS or something?
FLOTUS.
FLOTUS. Yeah, that's yeah. It's got its own thing.
Yeah, so, you know, Spey, you're a marketing expert. Why don't you ramp up the marketing a little bit?
All right.
How are we ever going to go public with these metrics?
We have to plan a little better our actual recording times because some people just think, ooh, wow, that was a good one.
Oh, I got to taste my burrito again. Oh, boy. That was good.
Yes, very nice. Double taste. I think we can all agree that that is the best way to do burritos is a double taste.
Hey, I don't even know what this Road Hard movie is about. Did he ever say? Yeah. I just watched his thing with Bryan Cranston a few weeks ago, but I couldn't figure out what the movie was about.
Yeah, the thing with Bryan Cranston is good only because Cranston is in it. It's about apparently he's talked about it a lot on the podcast. His podcast, it's about comics going on the road and how shitty it is.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's real awful for Carolla. He's got a huge writer, I'm sure.
Well,
staying at top hotels and flying first class everywhere.
Well, you haven't listened to the podcast in a while, have you?
No.
So he talks about it. He goes first class. Everybody else in his crew goes coach, and then.
Although he flies, he actually flies Southwest a lot because he enjoys flying out of Burbank.
Okay, good story. Yeah. No, but he talks about how it doesn't. You know, you have to be away. So he does the podcast every day, which is still leaves. He does no prep for it, so it still leaves like 6 hours of a regular day, you know, of empty time where he could be working. But then he has to work every weekend where he does clubs and stuff on the weekends. So I can see that being a pain in the ass, but I don't have too much sympathy because during the day, like, he's got, what the fuck else does he do? He does the podcast from like 8 to 10, and then he talks openly all the time about drinking his Mangria fortified wine and then going to sleep at like 1 or 2 and then waking up at like 10. So.
Right. Yeah. He does a lot of shopping for classic cars on eBay.
Yeah.
Also.
And then he loves classic cars and Paul Newman. And it's like, well, you know, I bought some fake Newmans. They weren't that good. Oh, those are real things. Look up Fig Newmans. They're fake Fig Newtons, and they're like the salad dressing, but they're cookies or fruit and cake, whatever.
That was a little too long spent on Fig Newmans, I think.
Okay, that's enough. There's no more Fig Newman talk.
But I just saw our listenership drop, Spay. It plummeted. It plummeted during
the graph of our listenership, and they all logged off right now, 2 minutes ago. As soon as I
yeah, well, so it's Corolla complaining a lot about being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel bad for him. He's got a tough life.
Yeah. I do, too. So what else is new?
We did some show prep. What were our other topics that we thought of?
Well, make fun of you for playing Animal Crossing. We covered that.
Yeah, I covered that.
I think we could probably squeeze that in a couple more times.
Covered Pacific Rim.
Yeah, Pacific Rim.
Huh. Oh, I saw a movie. I
would like to watch. Oh, right. Is this Art House Andy?
Yeah, Art House Andy was drinking some craft beers, and then I watched a movie on demand, video on demand. It's still in theaters now if you want to catch it or check it out on VOD. It's called Only God Forgives. It stars everyone's favorite Gosling, Baby Goose. And he is a, what do you call that, Thai boxing fighting, Fito?
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. It stars Gosling as a Muay Thai gym owner and instructor. But his real job is drug dealing. And that involves him in the wrong crowd. And he ends up in a deadly cycle of murder and revenge.
What a twist.
Mm-hmm. The twist is... Well, I don't want to ruin it, but you should all see it. Keen, Ogle, I don't know if you guys have VOD. You don't have the same cable service I do, but you should...
Well, let's be honest. I'm probably never going to watch that movie.
Well, what did you think of... So it was the same director and the same lead actor as Drive. So what was your opinion of Drive, the movie?
Well, we've talked on the show about it. Drive is very boring.
Mm-hmm. That's what Corolla...
Everyone that watches it is like, it's got some good... It's got some good cinematography, and there's some violence scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the violence scenes are separated by 20 minutes of literally no dialogue.
Right.
Just Ryan Gosling wearing a silver lamé jacket and taking care of his next-door neighbor's kid.
Yeah.
Right. And then you watch Bryan Cranston get like shot, and then
spoiler
another,
alert!
Another thing of Ryan Gosling just brooding. It's pretty awful. It's not a very good movie.
Yeah. First of all, spoiler alert. So anyone who was listening to that, they go back in time and
retroactively.
Whatever. I'm doing everyone a bless. It's a blessing that they don't have to watch that movie.
So I love Drive. I watch that a lot now.
What's the love?
Because it's very slow, and then they have some good music, and then all of a sudden it's like, by the way, I'm the guy from Defending Your Life, and I'm going to fucking slit your wrist now. Oh, blood everywhere.
Yeah, that scene lasts for about 30 seconds, and then then another 20 minutes of nothing at all. Nothing at all.
It's just
watching Ryan Gosling sitting on a couch in an apartment with kids.
I'm the voice of Homer Simpson's brother, and now I'm going to slit you. Malcolm in the Middle is dad's arm, and then blood goes everywhere.
Yeah, what an abysmal movie.
Okay, so if you love Drive, but you wish it had less dialogue and more crazy fucked up violence, then you will love Only God Forgives. And
first off, Drive didn't even have crazy violence. It's pretty standard violence in it.
It had R-rated violence. I mean, that's pretty much...
Yeah, but it wasn't anything like jaw-dropping. It just run-of-the-mill violence.
I wouldn't call it run-of-the-mill. There was a lot of blood. There was so much.
Every movie with violence has a lot of blood now.
It was not Rambo level of blood. Remember Rambo the
yeah, of course, the new Rambo.
The new Rambo, where everyone's like, it was just an excuse to have a 20-minute shooting scene. I was like, yeah, that shooting.
Yeah, but it was a totally awesome shooting scene.
Yeah,
that's awesome violence.
Yeah, and it was worth it when a
Drive just
yeah.
What sucks?
The gun.
Here, I've got out. Drive illegally downloaded here. If you want to do some show prep research and watch it.
Since it's illegal, I probably won't.
All right. Well, here's the other good parts of Only God Forgives. So every scene looked like it was a picture in a magazine. It was very Kubrickian. So if you're into shots that are just expertly composed, it was very, very well done. Like, it looked cool. It was slow, but it was only 90 minutes, so you're not going to waste a whole day watching it. And the violence was out of control, unreal. There was no dialogue. There was a little bit, some cursing or whatever. But then there was three scenes of karaoke, Thailand karaoke of Thai people doing karaoke. And that was very, remember Gail Bedecker from...
Yes, of course.
Yeah, from Breaking Bad. It was that level awesomeness of karaoke.
But it's Thai people doing the karaoke. And I don't know if you know this, babe, but I've been to Thailand. So I've seen this in person.
You've had a lady boy. You've enjoyed the comforts of...
Yeah, I don't need to watch it on film. I've got it right in the spank bag.
You've paid $200 to have 2 hours of company with a Thai lady boy.
Oh, I think you're overestimating the cost. But
You mean 50 baht... They call their money bot there. I love that. I want some bot. Okay. You can have as much bot as you want. So anyway, I give it a 5 stars, 2 thumbs up. But, you know, if you didn't like Drive, you're not going to like this one. If you like Drive, then you will love Only God Forgives.
Yeah, well, no one liked Drive. What does Adam Carolla say about Drive?
Oh, he hated
Drive. He's not pro Drive.
No,
right?
He hated Drive. He loves the Fast and Furious. He's into the.
You know what? I'm going to say Fast Five was a much better movie than Drive.
Than Drive, yeah. You and the
Fast Five was a sick movie.
You and the other anti-intellectual racists.
You should start taking advantage of my movie collection here.
Yeah, your review library.
Yeah, got Magic Mike on here.
What do you have? Physical media there, Peen?
No. This is on the hard drive.
Oh, thank God! I thought you were going back, dipping into the physical media pool.
No, although when Ogle showed up, our physical media in the house increased by an infinite factor.
Probably trebled at least.
He had like a CD wallet full of DVDs.
You know what you can do with those DVDs? You can use them as coasters. They're literally worthless.
Or you can watch Usual Suspects whenever you want. Literally.
Yeah, but I could have just gone on the internet, downloaded it within 3 minutes.
And then evaluated it, right?
Yeah, evaluated it.
Think about all of the state and federal laws you're breaking. Right?
Well, in the case of Usual Suspects, I can justify it by saying I used to own the physical media, and I think I still have a license to it.
Right. Everyone has a license to something they just bought.
I literally have
a license to everything. I've watched it on TV once. I should be able to download it illegally whenever I want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I know how the world works.
I once drank a Raging Bitch Belgian ale, Indian pale ale, and now I'll be able to just steal as many as I want from the liquor store. It doesn't matter.
The beer, it's working.
Yeah, take that. Take that, K1. it's a great day for a Sunday fun day. Man, it is.
I think I'm going to have some craft beers this afternoon also.
Yeah, I think I will as well.
Why don't you guys all enjoy a nice craft beer, and then you can just show up late to work on Monday. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't think I've even watched half of these movies on here.
Oh, shit. I spilled beer all over myself.
That's expensive beer, Spade. Look it up.
Don't remind me, please. I have tubes. I'll work out later. It's no big deal.
I want to see Kick-Ass.
Oh, watch that, because Kick-Ass 2 is coming out. I want to go see it in the theater.
Oh, did you like Kick-Ass
2? I don't think Blair's going to go see it. Yeah, it was a great movie.
Yeah.
All right, can you put that on?
Didn't we discuss this? Yeah, where's your jump drive?
Yeah. Because it shows the futility of violence. It shows that you can beat people up, but you have to have the most violence, and that's the only way to win, and that's why it's not worth getting into.
Yeah, that's why Kick-Ass 2 is going to be so great, because it has a noted violence hater, Jim Carrey, in it.
Oh, yeah, and you already...
Noted butthead.
That was cool how he was like, I don't want to promote a movie that it has violence, and it's like, well, now we are going to, you know, by de facto, it will be promoted more because of you.
Right.
Yeah, protesting it. That was cool. Like, if, like, the director and, like, the financiers of that movie, like, they couldn't have asked for a better way to hype the movie.
What a zilch Jim Carrey is.
Yeah. Well, he married, what's her name that killed people with her stupid anti...
Well, he never got married. He was smart enough not to marry her and then break up with her.
She knew she had nothing but a gold digger. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Right? We want prenup. We want prenup.
I love pop music, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Keen, did you do
He's a prenup? My second favorite, Andy.
Did you do a prenup with Mr. Spean?
No.
Why? Why? Don't you have to protect your assets?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't have any assets.
What about all those baseball cards, Queen? Who's going to get those if there's
I was fairly... Actually, those were acquired post-wedding, actually. So those are communal assets.
So and who gets the dog?
That's even another reason why you need...
Well, Maggie's a communal asset. Not sure about Blair. Blair made sure that she was the one who paid for the dog on her credit card at the time.
Just in case?
Yeah, so she can establish a chain of ownership.
You should name one of
smart,
the dogs.
Smart Mark.
Just
Smart Blair. Place.
Ugh. Yeah. Which of these movies do you want? There's quite a few on here.
Let's just start with Kick-Ass.
That's it?
Let's just start with that.
Hey. You don't want Magic Mike?
No, I don't want to watch Magic Mike.
Why? It's a fun movie for Pal. It's about dudes having a fun time
it's
together.
It's about a guy putting his dick in a penis pump and making it super big.
Yeah, Spade knows. He's seen it. He didn't see it in the theater like me. But...
All right, fine. I'll watch.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not... It's...
And then give me Blue Valentine.
It does have Olivia Munn's boobs in it.
Yeah.
So, and then give me Blue Valentine so I get really sad after I watch Magic Mike.
Let's see which other ones on here are good.
I feel like Magic Mike is a lot like Orange is the New Black in that they start you off with some awesome boobage.
And then, give me Fast Five, too.
And then,
yeah, Fast Five.
Then you end up watching the rest of it just being like, all right, whatever, I'll just continue watching. It's like Orange is the New Black had legendary Laura Prepon.
Safe House. Yeah. I heard Safe House isn't very good.
Skyfall, which I haven't seen.
You didn't see Skyfall?
No, sorry, Source Code, really good.
Yeah, Source Code was good. Didn't we see that at the Draft House together?
Taken 2.
Oh, Tekken 2 was a good video game. It had a lot of good combos.
It's a really good 3D rendering of some one-on-one fighting.
A lot of good Fighto. That's what they say in Japan. Fighto.
Did you watch Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie?
I haven't, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, you're not
Why haven't you watched that?
You're not going
to.
What about Easy Sword, Spay?
And
Easy Sword is great.
Your Highness? Yeah. Your Highness is on TV right
now. Well, I'm busy right now.
You do get to see Natalie Portman's butt on the actual one.
Oh, I've seen...
The
I've
videos.
Seen, I've seen yeah. that clip, yeah.
Oh, by the way...
Do you need Drive?
Your Highness, such a good movie. I don't understand why people hate that movie.
Who hates it? Everyone likes it.
AV Club.
Everyone that's seen it likes it.
AV Club.
Wasn't it on the AV Club, whatever the bombs thing is?
I don't know what the bombs.
The flops, year of flops or whatever.
Right. It was that one. It was the one writer who's no longer in the AV Club, Nathan Rabin. He's very clever and very good, but he's a feminist now, and he hates it because I don't know. They gave the middle finger to a woman's butt or something. I don't know. It's just he gave it a D or something, and then it.
What a zilch!
Yeah, but that was one of the best movies. It was perfect. It was making fun of fantasy while also celebrating the nice nerdness about it, and it was good. It would be like Robot Jocks, but making fun of it. I give it 100%. A plus.
Although I need those movies again.
By the way, Ogle, did you see the last Spike TV Bellator?
No. Oh, the one that was just like last night?
Yeah,
a couple nights.
I'm talking about MMA. Did you see it?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
I was busy.
Spade, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a very active social life here.
I find that very hard to believe. Extremely.
Well, I don't, but Spade, I think I think Ogle actually does have a pretty active social life. Ogle, I already gave you Magic Mike on here.
Oh, yeah, so we're good. So just add Drive.
Let's see. You don't need the... Prometheus was... Did you watch these other ones?
Oh, Prometheus was great. Leave Safe House, Prometheus? Leave
Silver Linings.
I mean, Prometheus was okay.
Leave those. Don't delete them.
What, Silver Linings?
Yeah, I want to watch it. Really? I like Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lopez.
These are gone?
Yeah.
Did you watch all these?
Believe.
I didn't even watch all these.
No, I definitely haven't watched all of those.
Sorry, Spey. We're busy transferring evaluation copies.
Well, that's all right. I want to talk MMA with Ogle, because you know MMA, right, Ogle?
Yes.
So, Bellator, they're like the minor leagues of MMA, right?
Yeah, it's like a competing promotion. It's sort of like WWF and WCW back in the...
But they actually beat the shit out of each other. They don't... There's no predetermined outcome.
Yeah, it's not all steroids and play acting.
Yeah, so... I saw Bellator because I was drawn to it because they actually have a tournament style. So
yep.
Everyone gets seated and there's no, because what was the last guy? Weidman beat
Anderson Silva. Yep.
Yeah, Silva, and he was the best pound for pound. And then everyone immediately said, "Oh, it was all a front. It was all inside job, so they could build up the rematch and make more money." And it's like,
did they really say that?
Oh, that's. Everything, everybody's, because Weidman's a college wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Hofstra, which is the community college of Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a wrestler, so you read it all, and I'm doing a lot of reading on the college wrestling boards, no big deal.
Well, I mean, you are a benefactor of college wrestling.
Yeah, I gave $50 to WNL college wrestling, no big deal. And then I drank a couple craft beers as my, per my MO. And then, so I was reading about Weidman, he beat it, and then everyone's like, oh, well, they let Weidman beat him, he knocked himself out so that they could make more money. But then you look at Bellator, and Bellator is like only tournament style. So you have to win the tournament, and then you get a shot at the belt holder.
Yeah, so the problem that I have with that, and I haven't thought about this a whole lot, so I'm not. But the problem that I have with that is that... the belt holder doesn't get to fight that much because they have to wait for somebody to win a tournament.
Yeah.
So they're on a long break, and the person who wins the tournament is just coming off a really hot streak and fighting pretty regularly.
Yeah. No, it's that's definitely a thing because we have the winner in the summer tournament, and then so you fight twice a year, and so you're nice and rested and been training the whole time, whereas the guy that came out the tournament – has been beating asses for, you know, every other month or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's definitely a thing. Yeah. I just like the fact that, like, they spell it out. They're like, you get a shot at the champ if you beat all the other.
Yeah, it's nice to have some, like, not just some matchmaker sitting in a...
Yeah.
Sitting in an office somewhere to decide who fights people. It's kind of nice to have some sort of... neutral criteria, whereas if you do this, then you get this.
Exactly. It eliminates the Don King factor.
Someone's right.
He's not going to rape you.
Which UFC doesn't shy away from the fact that they make matchups based on what they think people want to see.
Yeah.
I mean, they play it in terms of, we're giving the fans what they want, which actually just means...
making more money.
You know, making more money. But, you know, it works out nicely because they get...
Yeah,
they do give the fans what they want, and they also get what they want.
Right. No, it's not the worst. I mean, Dana White is she gets all the credit that he deserves because he's letting the fans win, and he's taking his cut. He's wetting his beak.
Right.
But the fact that Bellator, you know, puts it into a tournament says like, okay, let the best man win. It has a certain appeal to it. I'm glad that both exist at the same time. And I want to talk about Ben Askren. I don't know if you've heard of
him. Yeah, college wrestler. Big-time college wrestler.
Like, the number one top college wrestler. The wrestling in the Olympics is a little bit different than the rules that they have in college, the NCAA rules. So it's like the NCAA is the same that you do in high school. International is, and the Olympics is more like what they do in Russia.
Right? Yeah.
So they kind of set the rules that way. But so he was the number one high school and college wrestler. He was the MVP of college for like 2 years in a row. And then so you graduate to the international and you got to change your game a little bit. And he didn't win a gold. He didn't, you know, he was like top 10, whatever. But then he went to MMA and he just started beating the shit out of people because they would do the grounded pound and he would just dominate. Like if, as long as you were touching it, like striking, you could punch him. You could knee him in the last match that he just won. He got caught with a super hard knee right in the jaw. And oof. It could have knocked somebody out. Like, you can check it out. Like, he gets fucked up bad. But then he just shakes it off, and then he ends up just on top of the guy. He's totally gassed. He's like a Russian super striker, and he ends up fighting off his back the whole time. And it's like, you know, he might not be the best MMA, like, you know, objectively, however you rate it, but no one can – once you touch him, once you're hand-to-hand, you're done because he's
– right.
Because he's the number one wrestler, grappler in the world. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome to see. Because I saw him when he was a Missouri wrestler and he was a NCAA champion. And then you see him at MMA and he just fucking he just embarrassed the guy. The poor guy, he had nothing to do. Like, he was probably could beat the shit out of everyone. But, you know, the guy, you know, they touched hands and the next thing you know, it's on the ground and he's fighting off his back or off his stomach. Keen. That's an.
Hey, it's been,
come on.
I just checked our. I just checked our ratings right now, and Tap Out Andy's not as popular with the listenership. That's a crap, pure Andy.
Well, I will say this: I'm very glad that you're starting to enjoy MMA.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Too bad you weren't in MMA when Ogle was actually there and looking for people to go watch UFC.
We went to the fucking the restaurant a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Bailey's.
And then there was the one time that we convinced Keen to come up to North Arlington, luxurious North Arlington.
Yes.
And then I told all the bums about his bike and it got stolen.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't very nice. Although, remember that time we went to Bailey's Boston and we actually got Winstone to show up?
Yeah.
And he had a fun time with dudes that was fully sanctioned by his wife.
Yeah, and then he got really sad when we all had to leave.
He had to. I don't even think he left early that night. I think he stayed to the end of the matches.
Yeah.
Remember when Winstone would hang out and would have the best time? And then it was like, go back to your wife, which you'll go back to for the rest of your life. And then he got sad.
I know there's a joke in there rhyming wife with life.
How dare
you? Remember the pure joy on his face the time we were at LA Bar and Grill and he was singing karaoke with us?
Yeah. No, he had the best time. And then it was like, all right, Winstone, time for you to leave us fun pals.
He's got a lot of tennis training to do too.
Yeah,
he keeps him.
He does. Yeah, he's got to stay at the top of his game.
Yeah.
My favorite one: his wife would not allow him to order the entree that he wanted to order at a restaurant. Being told in front of a bunch of your pals not to order what you just ordered at a restaurant—that's usually the sign of a fun time.
Well, where was that?
Did he continue ordering it, or did he listen to her?
No, he went. Okay, you're right.
Where was that? I don't remember that.
I might have made it up.
Okay. But that does sound within the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Well, the point is, this is what Pals Podcast is all about, right? Pals having a good time.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you. Especially when they're doing it with other pals.
Yes.
Thank you, Ogle. I'm glad you get it, unlike Peen. He needs to take a couple minutes.
Well, Peen's idea of pal time is playing Animal Crossing while...
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I do a lot of time on our new home theater couch where I just sit on the end and am engrossed in Animal Crossing.
What does Mr. Spleen think about all this Animal Crossing?
She seems okay with it. She's pretty hooked on it. Candy Crush.
And Bubble Witch Saga.
Yeah.
Forget about
She seems
Witch.
Okay, but what does she really think?
I don't know, Spag.
Probably best not to ask.
Probably doesn't like it.
Who wouldn't like it?
Everybody, literally. All right, so Flying Dog Ale down the hatch.
All this talk about craft beer is
making me parched.
Oh my goodness, what is it? 11:38? I think it's close enough.
It's close enough,
guys. It's only 2:30, and I've.
You're on East Coast time, anyway,
guys.
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want? Do you want a fat tire?
I don't know. Can you check what's in the studio beer refrigerator?
I don't think anything's up here. I think everything's down. Ooh.
Guys, I have a lot of international wrestling matches to watch.
Spade, didn't you do some more show prep?
I had some show prep. Hold on a second. I need to get some nice craps.
You got a couple of bombers up here.
I'm fine for now. Faye, what are you doing? Getting more craft beer?
Yeah, I was going into my junior kitchen. Now I'm into the full-size living room I have, and I had a junior-sized kitchen. No big deal. Have a nice view.
Are you part of the Pike Buzz loyalty program?
No, but I see all of the Pike Hike the Pike is a big thing, and they put weather vanes in front, little stamps on the concrete.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the all the great deals you can get with PikeBuzz.com.
Don't tell me my
I wish this was here when I was there.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
What's the green room?
The green room is it's the same thing as the Arlington next to the
Oh, that's their dumb bar next door that's going to fail.
It's not dumb.
That always fails.
Fine.
Yeah, but they keep trying. They've tried to make it its own bar for like 5 years now.
It's a Cinnamon Draft House.
This is like the fifth time it's changed names.
Who cares? It's fine. You can get a drink there, and they have stand-up comedians.
Oh, man. What's Karaoke Cab?
I don't know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's a place where you take a cab and you get to sing karaoke.
Yeah, that looks fantastic. Yeah. Why didn't we take this, Spay, when I was there?
I don't think they had it, but I'd be in.
Great. Just great. Hey Spay, you're not. We've talked about it, but are you going to? You're not going back for the Young Alumni Weekend.
I might go back for that. I was talking to Vita about that, friend of the show.
I'm thinking of going.
Yeah,
I'm leaning towards going.
Is Mr. Spean going to go?
No.
It's just good. Just Mr. Spean.
Just dudes.
Just the pals, not out.
Yeah. All right. So you're going. If you go, I think that'll probably cement it that I'll go.
All right. Yeah. No.
Because
no.
As of now, little baby Weigel is being a little baby about it. Hey, can you get him on the phone?
Yeah, let's punch him in the stomach.
For our regular segment of calling until the voicemail picks up?
That sounds good. I'd also like to punch him in the stomach next time I see him.
I would, too.
Yeah. Let's punch that idiot in the stomach as hard as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I talked to Vita. He's not going to go because he's going to be in your homeland.
Even better. Even better for all of us.
And then, remember Carter Dupree?
Yes.
He is the number one, he's the guy, I don't know what they call it, alumni representative or something?
Yeah.
So he's doing it, so I might go back to see him and his wife. They're nice.
Well, let's do it.
I like them, yeah.
All right, I'm going to count you in, Spay.
Okay.
I did look at hotels. We'll be staying on the outskirts of town, but
that's
fine.
That's fine. I plan
we'll
on...
Staying, I did find some rooms at the luxurious Super 8 Motel, which I think is Waffle House adjacent.
I plan on sleeping on the floor.
You know where that is?
Of
the Super 8?
Fraternity Hotel. Hold on. Oh, hello, Weigel. How are you?
Oh, hello, Weigel.
Ah, Weigel.
Hello.
Can you hear us all?
Kind of, barely.
Great.
Weigel, why have you not responded to my texts about Young Alumni Weekend?
What's that?
Why have you not responded about whether you want to go to Young Alumni Weekend?
I don't really want to go.
Why don't you go?
What's that?
What else are you going to do?
My travel time is pretty precious this fall, Ken.
Where are you traveling that weekend?
I have several weddings and bachelor parties to attend this fall.
But not that weekend?
No, not that weekend.
So why don't you come? We can do Dunkaroos.
Really,
it'll be fun.
Really,
it'll be a fun time.
I feel like it.
Come on. Andy's coming.
Who?
Andy Spay.
Oh,
he's going to be drinking a lot of craft beer.
That'll be good for you guys.
Yeah, actually, Weigel, you haven't been introduced to the show's new character, Craft Beer Andy.
I can barely hear you.
Weigel, I'm drinking a lot of craft beer. I'm having a good Flying Dog. It's a Maryland beer, which you should like because you're from Maryland, and it's good beer.
Hey, is this where Booby Booze Days is?
What?
I'm into Nanny Daddies as well. However, I found all these delicious craft beers, and I'm not going to, you know, turn down a gift horse in the mouth, as they say, as the saying goes.
That is how the saying goes.
It is how the saying goes. What is up with the law land and the bird law of Southern Maryland?
You know, same old shit.
Yeah?
Rory Beaker was in town this weekend.
Oh, yeah? What's going on at... Sick face dodges with the lax ball?
He was doing some sick fucking roll dodges up in
Baltimore. Was he shooting some sweet, slick shots with his titanium
Shaft and...
He was just ripping and tearing.
Yes. Nice. Good ripping and tearing. And then was your dad like, finally a good son?
Super
Yeah, exactly what he said.
That's what my dad says.
Excellent.
Finally a son that knows how to play sports, unlike these other sons that have to retire after 1 year.
Rory retired after 2.5 years.
Yeah, well, at least he made it that long.
That's true.
That's true. It is true, David.
Yes.
Hey, Weigel, how about you just come?
What?
How about you just come that weekend?
Keith, do I really have to make a decision now? It's not till late October.
Yeah, because I want to buy a plane ticket, and it's contingent on David Weigel's attendance.
So if I decide to come or not, that's the sole condition on your deciding whether you buy a plane ticket or not.
Yes. Yeah.
I like having this level of power in my hands.
Well, we all know that when Dave Weigel shows up, the party comes with him.
That's true. We'll see. Maybe I'll...
Well, and the last alumni weekend we went to, which I think was the 5 year, was the time where we all did Dunkaroos. That was when you introduced Mr. Spean to Dunkaroos.
I did some Dunkaroos last weekend. You'll be glad enough.
Yeah. I think we introduced Elizabeth Juge to Dunkaroos that weekend as well.
I can barely hear you.
Guys, let's all do fucking Dunkaroos.
All right, Weigel, we can count you in then?
No, you cannot count me in.
All right, Weigel says we're counting you in. Weigel?
I did not say that.
All right.
Hey, Weigel.
There's a voice signature I think we've all heard.
Hey, Weigel, what are your thoughts on some of us were debating whether it would be a fun time to invite Polina to come.
No, it would not be a fun time.
Well, I mean, Malone's not going to be there.
Yeah, the last time I hung out with Polina was miserable, and then he disappeared.
Wasn't that the time where we went to... Weren't we miserable? I thought we were miserable because we went there to watch JP play with his guitar.
That might have been why we were miserable. I thought there was another time he was down.
Well, that was the last time I remember seeing him. We went to Nanny O'Brien, whatever that place, whatever the crappy Irish place is. JP played a gig.
Yeah, let's blame JP.
Yeah. Of course we were miserable. We had to pretend to like JP's music when we were trying to have adult conversations while JP just screamed into a microphone.
See, I told you I had a good JP impression.
Well, yeah, none of us did, but I do remember Polina remembering to like JP's music that weekend.
Speaking of JP, have you referred that weird chick to him yet?
Oh, no, I need to, though. The girl that, remember you made a big deal about Queen, the date that I was supposedly went on?
Yeah, Andy's big date.
Yeah, she needs to be with JP.
Why?
Because they're a much better fit.
Why not Andy?
That's weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Just make sure you sleep with her first.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. Come on.
Yeah, why don't you test out the goods, and if it's fine, turn it over to JP like a good friend.
Why are you speaking in the future tense?
Oh!
Hey! Hey-o! Touchdown, craft beer.
Mm-hmm. In your expert opinion, will she be able to adequately pleasure JP's small, measly penis?
His measly half-shed pee hole will be just fine. No big deal.
Right, I'm happy for JP then. You're a good friend, but...
Dude, it's going to be great for JP. JB Beach is going to get a nice, sloppy JB Beach.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. All right. Thank you, David. What else is new in Calvert County?
Not much. Just Dunkaroos, like I said.
Hey, why don't we go down to fucking Lexington, Virginia, and have some Dunkaroos? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Talk me up as a maybe.
All right. Well, we got David Wiedner, the paraleadner, as a maybe, and we're going to
Got a definite yes out of Weigel. All
right.
Yeah,
so
a maybe.
All we've got coming is Pavero, Juge. Juge is 50-50, based on whether a baby pops out. me, Orlando, that's it.
And Weigel.
Yeah, and you, and Weigel.
Yeah.
That's you can see with that crew. You can see with that crew why your attendance is so essential for a fun time for everyone.
You're a maybe, baby.
Yes.
And now that little baby...
I have to get fuel for my boat, so...
No, have fun on your boat, Dean.
Hey, Weigel, real quick. We were having, Juge Pivero and I were having a discussion about Erickson's departure from our fantasy league.
Yeah.
Is Erickson now the lamest of our class?
Is he now the what?
The lamest out of our class.
Oh, bracket.
Oh, why? Well, I prefer not to think of him as part of our class.
You mean Keen's best friend, bracket?
Keen's friend number one. On the chalkboard.
It should be noted that Brackets is not on the list of people attending Weigel, so it's going to be a fun time.
All right, well, I'll think about it. You're convincing me more and more.
Yeah!
Spang and Weigel, you'll be interested to know that here in the office at Peen Manor, Keen keeps a whiteboard where he lists all of his friends in order from best friend to worst friend. Brackets is in Sharpie at the top of this whiteboard.
I believe
never
it.
To be erased.
Sharpie or permanent? Painted on?
Yeah, he used the paint marker.
Yes. All right, pals, this is where I leave you.
All right, good. Go fuck all yourself, right. David.
Yes. Goodbye, pals.
Goodbye, Weigel.
Hey, see you in Lexington in October, Weigel. Okay.
So I'll have you know, Spay, that we're sitting up here podcasting, playing video games, and playing around on the internet.
Yeah, fucking each other. Dual handy Jades.
And Keen's pregnant wife is outside doing yard work.
Is she?
Oh, yes, good. It's about time she does something useful.
And she can hear us.
Well, I got to be honest. This is probably the best use of our Sunday that anyone could ever hope for.
Yeah, this has been an above-average podcast so far.
Well, we're really on a roll here.
Yeah.
We're going to turn this into some money pretty soon, and then you can hire some little brown people in straw hats.
I can't wait to do that.
Hey, speaking of racism... Matthew Ogle, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so Spay, I'm pleased that you'll be in attendance at a stupid young alumni weekend, so we can ignore all of the other people we went to school with.
Yeah, why wouldn't I go?
And then hang out with the people that we hang out with outside of these special events.
Yeah, I can't wait to show
just
up.
Just changing the locale.
By the way, I touched down at 199.5. So
I thought I saw on Twitter that you popped back over, though. You did not hold the line.
Oh, yeah. I'm like 203 right now. But no big deal. I'm going to get back down. The regression is at the same level. But
is this going to be an endless seesaw, though, of healthy weekdays, and then you ruin it with craft beer Andy when he makes an appearance on the weekends?
Oh, and also some Domino's. I ordered some Domino's. I ate a shitload of wings.
And the burritos.
Yeah, burritos. Yeah, I'm not gonna deny myself the good things in life, because otherwise, what's the fucking point, right?
Yeah.
Craft beers and burritos. Nice. Ogle, did you just throw up a piece of your spleen?
No, that was Keen.
That was me.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
That was another secondary burrito taste, though.
Good. Oh, now you got a nice little fumes back up in the nose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
That's right.
That's right. Yes. So we have a little bit.
Oh, old Chopper Andy's making
the old
appearance.
Chop Chop.
All the characters are coming out today.
Craft beer Andy really unleashes the unleashes the fun, doesn't it?
Well, the old Chop Chop's here. Yeah, that's right. We're riding around in Australia now in our two-wheeled motorcycle.
Oh boy.
Yes, that's right. No big deal.
Cop is also slightly drunk.
Yes?
Yeah.
Slightly?
Like they were taking on the Opie and Anthony thing where Jim Norton just has 1,000 characters. Coach Jimmy, regular guy Jimmy.
He slides boardroom
Jimmy. Boardroom Jimmy is one of our favorites, isn't that right?
That's right.
That's right, yes. We all love Boardroom Jimmy.
God, these flights are awful. Who wants to fly out at 6 a.m. out of Roanoke?
Yes, well, when you go to Roanoke, you have to come fly out at a normal time.
Oh, Mr. Chop Chop?
Yeah, the old Chop Chop. Yeah, sometimes I stab a man in the ear. It's no big deal.
How much do you think a cab is from the Roanoke Airport to Lexington?
Well, I've done that before. I've done a cab.
Like $100?
No, it's $60. No big deal. That was back in 2001 prizes. The old Chop Chop got in a cab, and I told him give me a fair price. He gave me a fair price. Well, he didn't want to give me a fair price, but I made him give me a fair price, if you know what I'm talking about, the old Chop Chop. That's right.
We should probably wrap this episode up.
Yeah, probably. All right. I have the song.
Excellent. Well, another great episode, Spade. I'd say this ranks among our best.
Yeah, probably the most drunkest. This is a good Sunday fun day. If anyone wants to get a craft beer, I recommend Flying Dog.
They're brewed right in Maryland, and then I'm going to go watch some Sopranos.
Make it happen.
What happened to the Shield?
Oh, that's still there. I'm doing both.
Good.
One and one. HBO Go is actually pretty excellent. They don't have what's the show with the boobs from back in the 90s?
Real Sex?
Yeah. No, the other one. With the
dudes. Oh, speaking of Real Sex, yes. While we're on the subject.
Yeah, why
so not? I went to one of my friends from D.C., one of my endurance event friends, was out in San Diego, and we went to a hash run, which is where you just run around and drink beers. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so one of the guys, so there was this like really old guy, and he was telling us which girls would show us their boobs and how to get them to show us our boobs.
Oh, love boobs.
Yeah, well, you would have enjoyed this day. There was tons.
Well, yeah, minus the running part.
Tons and tons of boobs. Yeah, you had to run 5 miles, but the payoff was a lot. And so it turned out this guy was he was on Real Sex apparently a lot back in the day, and is now the he is currently the oldest working star in adult film. And he was there. He didn't run with us. He's way too old.
That's cool. Did you guys see him have some sex with some ladies, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Well, that's awesome. That's a good reason to go out to those things. What are they called again?
Yeah, hash runs.
Hash runs. Go to hash runs, see an old man that used to be in porn, and then you'll...
He's still in pornography.
An old man...
Andy sounds sold on this. I think we could see him out running at the hash runs.
Yeah. His name is Dave Cummings.
What about Dave Goings?
I don't think it's that kind of Cummings.
Nope.
Not like that?
No.
All right.
Yes, it is. Totally is. Of course it is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's an old guy.
Yeah, he's like 80 years old.
Oh, do you guys go to lemonparty.com?
No, you just go to davecummings.com.
Sick of high gas prices? Lemonparty.com. I told you about that picture, right? You look it up. It's awesome.
Man, he really gets after it.
Yeah.
Is it an old man?
All right, well, yep, now I know what his dong looks like.
Good, fun times for everyone.
Yeah. All right, Spay, well, another productive episode.
Another great time. I'm glad the San Diego men are having good times in San Diego Lynn. And it's a good time for craft beers. It's a good time for Columbia Pike.
Oh, Christ, it's $92 a day to rent a car from Rona.
Man, that's a lot of...
That's a little too much. A
lot of time. All right.
Mucho dinero, as they say.
Yeah. All right. Well, we did it, Faye.
Well, it was a good time for pals. It was a good time for all pals. Do we need to plug Padres Jagov?
Yeah, PadresJagov.blogspot.com. Sorry for... I thought I was... it was a big debut for Padres Jagov with the Rally Unicorn making an appearance this week.
Yeah, but it didn't actually stick, did it?
It's sticking. No. Padres just haven't been losing, so I haven't had to use the Rally Unicorn.
Well, if you need the
Padres... The Unicorn rallied for 2 wins this week, Spag.
Okay, so there you go. Padres Rally.
Yeah, we did it. Well, you scolded me for using a remorseless slaughtering machine.
Yeah, you stole that because that was the fucking chipmunk that ate into the Pals podcast, that fucked up our own couch.
Well, yeah, and similarly, it describes the unicorn with rainbow-colored mane.
As long as you give credit where credit is due, you can steal whatever you want, but...
Fine, Spade.
You stole that. You know it. All right. Good time. Go to google.com. Don't go to Bing.
If you want to Bing something, go to google.com.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
Oh, Spay, I should also congratulate you. I saw Rob Delaney favorited one of your tweets.
That's right. I have great tweets. Go to Pals at Pals Podcast. I have some number one tweets of the world.
Yeah, I saw you actually updated the tagline for the Twitter.
And you changed the name.
Yeah, you changed the name of it.
It's called We've Got Plop. You know, that's from Nerds.
Yeah, how come? What about our brand management, Spay?
We've got Bush.
Shouldn't you have consulted the partners?
I thought I was in charge of the Twitter. But that was...
You changed the name of it. How are we supposed to push Pal's Podcast to people? They're going to start binging We've Got Plop instead of Pal's Podcast.
It's still at Pal's Podcast. And then with the division of labor was Yugev Padres Jagmon. And I've got at Ploppy Plopcast.
That's fine. Fine, Spay.
Okay. I would never do anything to lower our tunage of people.
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
Got to keep the tuna chai.
Well, it's really well. We did it, Spay. I'll make sure to upload this in, like 2 weeks from now, like
do
I did
it,
last time.
Do it in 4 weeks, Keen.
Yeah.
Okay. The podcast is over.